Seamus McGrogan here, live on WDIY. We are welcoming bands in honor of Music Fest 2016 into the WDIY studios for in-studio performances and interviews. And today we're thrilled to have the members of the Insidious Rays here with us in the studio. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us, Seamus.
So we have four of you here. We have Matt Genevick, Mikey Davidson, Chris McDermott, and Seth Genevick. Let's start off with Music Fest. This is not your first Music Fest. You've been around for a while. But people may have not seen you play out recently, so this is kind of a something that hasn't happened in a while. You haven't performed in a while. So what was the reason for getting back together to do this particular Music Fest?
It kind of just fell into place. We thought about doing some shows again. One of our members who is missing, John Braun, our drummer, he and Mikey and I were just talking about maybe doing some shows again and getting the band back together, just because we all kind of have the time to do it again, and it just kind of felt right with the universe. And then we asked Chris to fill in the rest of the sound. We've been playing as a four-piece for quite a while now. We have had a couple of keyboard players over the years, and with Chris, he's a double threat because he's got the guitar skills and the keyboard chops, so it's great having him aboard. He's a talented player, and we've been a fan of his playing for a long time, so it's great having him in the band. And I guess just as far as getting into Music Fest, I guess the word maybe that we were back and around kind of put us in that place again.
Just kind of happened, right?
Just kind of happened, yeah.
It's great. And Chris over there, we should mention, has the keyboard here. He brought it into the studio today, the Chord keyboard. The performances you're going to do right now for us at WDIY, it's going to be stripped down.
Yeah.
We have acoustic guitar mixed with electric, mixed with bass, mixed with the keyboard. So this is a little different than what you're going to hear, but hopefully people can get a taste of what it's like to see the Insidious Rays live.
Yeah, they'll get a little bit of the feeling.
Let's start off with a song. What are you going to play first?
The first tune we're going to play for you guys is Danny.
Okay, so let's hear Danny from the Insidious Rays live in the studio here on WDIY.
Now Danny said, I'm gonna leave today. I'm leaving on a train. Danny left on a Monday. Was it something that I couldn't teach you? Or was it that my loving wasn't quite reaching? I know you're done giving all I can take. What about the flowers now, Danny? What about the shower, Danny? Time that we spent at the cottage in the Hamptons, Danny.
Yeah.
I didn't see you come until I woke that day. Heavy like the rain, heavy like the pain. Was it something that I couldn't teach you? Or was it that my loving wasn't quite reaching? I know you're done packing, but you don't have to leave. What about the flowers now, Danny? What about the shower, Danny? What about the candy with the monogram stamped on the side, and stamped on the side, and stamped on the side? I stamped on the side. All you and all of me. But deep inside I knew the love I'd found was leaving me. On to another town. Gone. What about the flowers now, Danny? What about the showers, Danny? Danny, oh, what about the pushing, Danny? What about the shoving, Danny? and staring down at your body in the moonlight. It's all about the sharing, Danny.
Insidious Ray is live here in the WDIY studios performing Danny, and we have the four members of the band here, Matt, Mikey, Chris, and Seth. Matt, tell me a little bit about the song you just played, Danny.
Oh, let's see, how to explain Danny. I wrote Danny on our old keyboard, Nick Levinos was one of our old keyboard players many years ago. We were at a rehearsal, and we used to rehearse at his house in New Jersey, or his dad's house, and Danny pretty much, I don't know, just kind of came out of the cosmos in my brain. I wanted to write a song that was a love song, but not like I'm in love with you. It's like everything's falling apart, but I wanted it to be two men. So that's really what Danny is about. It's about two guys in the relationship falling apart as lovers. It just kind of was one of those things. I just sat on Nick's floor and wrote the song.
How long has the Insidious Rays been a band? When did you first start playing?
I first started writing as the Insidious Rays by myself probably in 98, honestly, when I actually like thought of the name and started putting songs on four-track tape as the Insidious Rays. Then the band kind of came around as a three-piece, I'd say, in like, Mikey's right, 2001. Yeah. And it was a three-piece originally. It was me and Mike and John. Mike was on bass and Johnny on drums. And then here we are today as a five-piece of doom.
All right, Seamus McGrogan here. We have the members of the Insidious Rays here in the studio for a special stripped-down performance in honor of their music fest appearance at this year's Music Fest 2016. And we should mention the Insidious Rays are playing Sunday, August 14th at 7 p.m. You'll be at the Levitt Pavilion Steel Stacks, which is the Aetna America Plots stage. So people can check you out right around twilight, dusk time.
It'll be perfect time for rock and roll.
Lots of plots just before the fireworks, I believe, right?
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
So yeah, so it should set the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
What are some of the band's albums that really were floating around in your head when you started making music for the Insidious Rays?
That's a good question. Probably a lot of Frank Zappa, Parliament Funkadelic, James Brown, The Adolescents, you know, stuff like TSOL. I love the 80s punk rock from California stuff, like all that as a weird influence somehow, like Black Flag. What else was slipping in there? All the surf bands I've ever, like Sentinels.
Surf was a huge
influence on a lot of that stuff.
We couldn't do that in Pennsylvania, so we had to listen to the music.
Yeah, we can't. No surfing in the Lehigh.
Well, you could try and surf in the Lehigh River, but I don't know how well it's going to go.
It'd be a fun challenge.
Okay. Well, let's hear another song from you right now. What else do you have for us this afternoon?
We're going to play a song called The Deep.
The Deep. Okay, this is the Insidious Rays live in the studio here at WDIY.
Bottom of the sea. I'm not sleeping underneath the raging sea. I'm feeling the sandy land washes over my feet. Neptune's reach always past the beach.
The Insidious Rays live here in studio at WDIY. You guys are performing Sunday, August 14th at the Tail End of Music Fest, last day, 7 p.m. at Lovett Pavilion Steel Stacks. It's the Aetna America Plot Stage. Thank you guys for being here, Matt Genevic, Mikey Davidson, Chris McDermott, and Seth Genevic.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
A shout out to Johnny Pox. He's out on the road. He would be here banging on some skins if he could. But you'll see him on the stage.